terminology.
No, you're talking about, corn doesn't seem as tall as it ought to be this time of year. You might say, this time of year, it looks awful short. It
is stunted.
Mm-hmm. Or it's not as tall as it
should be.
Yeah, a teenager, say, dares another teenager to do something like, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you
won't do it.
A child, perhaps in particular, agrees to do something that she knows she shouldn't do. Someone might say, now you knew when you first agreed to that, that you
shouldn't have done that.
And being a little more formal, might use something other than should. You really, being very, very formal with the child.
Being very formal with the child.
And so that's something you shouldn't do, or that's something you, would you ever use the word ought?
Ought not to have done?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Would that be considered more formal in this area?
Yes, I imagine so. Your teacher might have said that to you.
You're very stern.
Uh-huh. Your parent probably wouldn't, but your teacher might have. You ought not to have done that.
You're talking about a boy, that boy that you gave a whipping to at school. You gave it to him because he did something he
shouldn't have.
Or if you were being formal, you might have said something he, if you were going to use ought instead of should.
He shouldn't have done that?
Yeah, if you were going to use ought instead of should, you'd say he did something he
oughtn't to have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're refusing someone. They say, will you do it? You say, no, I
will not.
And you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, and your friend had been standing around all day without helping. You might say to her, you know, you really
shouldn't have helped me.
You know, you're suggesting the possibility of being able to do something. You might say, well, I'm not sure, but I
think I can do that.
Now, would you, in this area, hear from any individuals, instead of, what do you say, something like, I might could?
Yes.
That'd be fair.
I might could do that.
Now, what are the birds you have around here that can see in the dark and fly at night?
Well, I don't think we've got any bats. There might be some in some little cave somewhere, but I don't know of any.
How about those that sort of hoot?
You mean owls?
Do you
hear
those?
Yes, I guess so, out in the woods somewhere.
Are you familiar with different kinds that might be around here?
No. I guess you got a hoot owl and a, what else?
Yeah, do you have the kinds of birds around here that will drill holes in trees?
Woodpeckers? Yes.
Are those ever called anything else?
Well, red-headed peckerwood. That's all I know of right now.
Okay, how about the kind of black and white animal that has a very powerful smell?
Oh, a skunk. Mm-hmm. We have those too.
Yeah, do you have little bushy-tailed animals?
Squirrels?
Yeah, do you have different kinds of those?
There are probably two or three kinds.
Will they be different colors?
Well, they vary from brown to black or something like that.
Yeah, there's a little animal, I think I saw one, in fact, the other day. It's sort of like a squirrel, but don't climb trees as much.
Chipmunk.
Any of those?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've mentioned fishing around here. Are you familiar with the kinds of fish that people would catch?
I guess I could name some of them. Let's see.